And now it's time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Landon Roop, the starting pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, took a stand for his Christian faith during the baseball team's Pride Night. The night's activities featured same-sex couples exchanging marriage vows in the presence of a drag queen. This was during a baseball game. The team was expected to wear Pride-themed rainbow-colored hats. Well, Landon and a few other players inscribed on the hat the reference from Genesis 9 that says what the rainbow is really about. Many voiced outrage at this. It was okay to desecrate marriage on a baseball field, but not write a Bible passage on a hat. Afterward, Landon said, "The rainbow is a symbol of God's covenant with us, and we as believers stand firm in that. There's no hate at all." Relief pitcher Sam Henches refused to wear the hat altogether, saying, "I don't morally support it." A Gallup poll reveals that Americans are shifting a little more conservative on this issue. About 65% believe same-sex marriage should be legal, down 6 points from 10 years ago. This is still a far cry from where Americans were 20 years ago, when less than 40% of the nation was okay with same-sex marriage. Pray that the gospel goes forth and hearts turn from sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. How about another poll, this one from Pew Research, which shows that over half of Americans are concerned about AI. Only 10% are really excited about the possibilities AI could bring. A software engineer in North Carolina appears to have found a way to avoid having to use AI with a religious exemption. Aaron Mouse claims, "My religion forbids me from using AI." What's her religion, you might ask? It's Unitarian Universalism, and it appears to have worked. Aaron's employer granted her the exemption. Unitarian Universalists deny, well, pretty much everything about the Bible, but especially the Trinity. I didn't know they also deny AI. But Unitarians aren't the only ones who could file for the exemption. As it so happens, Pope Leo has condemned AI as unethical, leading some people on social media to joke, "Suddenly, I feel like becoming Catholic." A sad story in Moneta, Virginia over the weekend, where East Lake Community Church lost one of their founding members in a tragic accident. The church was celebrating their 20-year anniversary when a sudden storm lifted the tent they were gathered under, killing one person and injuring 20. The man who died was 85-year-old Bob Stoffer, who had been intricately involved in almost every major decision over the last 20 years, the church said. Hundreds gathered on Sunday morning to grieve the loss of their brother, who is home with the Lord. Please keep this church and his widow Nancy in your prayers. And that's a wrap for today's Fortis News Break. I'm Gabriel Hughes. If you want more, download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Visit fortisinstitute.org. You can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these news updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.